This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. This hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance on your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, keep listening. Kyle's going to have that keyword for you for a chance at a great, great prize giveaway trip down to Florida for some college basketball. But before we get back to your phone calls on Darius Slay's release, and there is more out there now that don't rule out a return here for Slay, which is exactly what happened a couple years ago, but the news is out there. The Eagles have released Darius Slay. They save about $4 million on the cap this year, and we'll see if he comes back. If he doesn't, he had mentioned a few weeks ago Detroit and Philadelphia is the spots he'd want to end his career at if the Eagles did move on. So we shall find out what happens next. So your chance to react to that. And the Jalen Hurts thing. Would you give him a contract extension now with 4 years left on a deal? Kyle, Hugh, what? Most of our callers today are all in on this idea.
Yeah, well, you're just being a hater.
Exactly.
Just hate.
Because I don't want to give out a 6 years, $420 million extension.
That's right.
When a guy has 4 years left, I'm the crazy one.
Classic Julio, always negative.
Yeah, no,
negative Nance.
You know, just crushing Jalen Hurts today.
I trust Howie Roseman to find money. You guys obviously want to take the easy way out and play checkers. Well, I'm the one playing chess today.
There's no easy way out.
Well, that
there's no shortcut home either.
We found that out on the show many times.
There's no easy way out. There's no shortcut.
All right, now with that, there is no shortcut home. All right, let's get to a quick Clearwater check-in. And then in this segment, we'll also get to something Hugh wanted to react to that he heard over the weekend. A few things with the Phils this weekend, Hugh, that were interesting. One, Jesus Luzardo made his debut on Friday. And he looked incredible. He was hitting 97, 98 on the radar gun. I feel like in an offseason where it didn't feel like they got a big name, he could be really good to you. Like, they already had a good rotation. But 2 years ago, he was one of the best pitchers in baseball. Then he had a tough year last year. If he's the guy he was a couple years ago, it's an incredible 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 they got going
on. Yeah, I tell you, and you talk about Andrew Painter potentially coming up later on. I mean, you got some serious arms out there, man. Yeah, it's always good when you have that level of comfort this early in spring training. So yeah, it looks like they got some things going there.
Well, speaking of rotation depth, you know who's trying to make himself viable again and put himself back in the mix? How about your guy, Taijuan Walker?
I knew you were going to say that.
He hit 94 on the radar gun yesterday. We didn't see that at all last year.
Yeah.
Now, again, I'm not
impressed.
Well, I mean, I got kind of impressed he hit 94. But I'm not saying he's going to make the rotation or anything like that because they have five guys. But Hugh, I don't think it would be the worst thing in the world if they just kept him, put him in the bullpen as a long man, and then if they have an injury,
he can step it up. And he responded well to, you know, having the issues that he had last year. I think that's a good thing. You know, there was some speculation early on whether or not he was going to be here. You know, especially when spring training started, and they talked about how what was it? They were trying to talk him up.
Yeah.
But talk him up a little bit.
Then
he responded. Yeah, he responded to that. So
well,
yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, no, I saw Topper yesterday. He was proud of him for the work he put in the offseason.
Yeah.
Look, it could only be a good thing if he's viable. Do I think he's going to be good again? No, I think that ship has passed. It also, though, gives them an opportunity if someone gets hurt somewhere else, maybe someone will take them off their hands.
Yeah, he has a piece.
Yep, so that's a positive thing. Luzardo looked great. Taijuan looks serviceable again. And a young name to keep an eye on, Gabe Rincones Jr. is an outfielder. 24, 23, 24 years old. His third home run of the spring yesterday. He might be a name we hear from as this year goes on. He is impressing me. 215-592-9494. Let's get to the phone lines here. as we discuss all things about the Eagles, Slay, and this idea of a Jalen Hurts extension, which I'm not doing with 4 years left on this deal.
Flabbergasted.
Flummoxed. Well, I get your point. I mean, I don't think you're crazy. I actually appreciate the creativity to try to work some cap space here for Myles Garrett.
Trying to be creative.
I know. I just think there's better ways. Better ways to do this than just throw $400 million on a quarterback with 4 years left on his deal. Not
willy nilly.
It is willy nilly. Let's go to Ziggy in the Lehigh Valley. What's up, Ziggy?
Yo,
Ziggy.
Listen, man. First of all, big play. Thank you. You'll always be a champion Eagle forever. Hugh, what's up?
How you doing? How you doing?
I'm good. Kyle, appreciate you, all right? Just want to put that out there.
Thanks, Ziggy.
Joe. Mm-hmm.
I want to appreciate Joe, though.
The longer I'm on hold, no problem. Joe.
Ziggy.
Joe, the longer I'm on hold, the more pissed I get.
What did I do now?
It felt like I felt last week.
We're talking about movies and all that because of the Oscars, right?
Yeah.
So, no. To quote the general, your days of honoring yourself will soon come to an end. Questioning the ability and whether or not QB1 can do the job, those days are over, Joe.
Sure.
That's all gone hunt anymore. Listen,
hold on.
That's all you've been doing all day.
Hold on. He ramped up and got hot.
Ziggy,
too.
They're over now, and I don't think anyone should doubt Jalen Hurts heading into 2025. We know what he is. How do you know or I know what he looks like in 2031?
We don't.
Then why am I paying him $70 million a year then for no reason?
You're trying to get Myles Garrett.
No. First of all, you go from saying, oh, he's a middle-of-the-road quarterback to claiming, oh, he's going to be the highest-paid quarterback ever. Okay, so you're not consistent. Look.
Hold on. No. That's the premise.
Ziggy.
That's the premise. You think he's going to take a pay cut on an extension?
You know the deal with Jalen's going to be a team-friendly deal, just like the first one, because
Absolutely not. How he structured it team-friendly, but it was not like a discount. He got the most money ever.
Make a Ziggy
it's going to be the same thing again, Joe.
But that's $70 million a year then.
No, that's what you're saying, but that's you don't know that.
Hold on. Can we find some common ground? He just won the Super Bowl. If they approach him at an extension, the extension will start at least $1 million or a dollar over the top guy, which right now is Dak Prescott at 60. Is that a fair way to look at it?
Okay, sure.
Sure,
that's
okay. So then, then we would be taking, he has 4 years left, and so let's just do the math that we agreed on.
We'd be throwing six years and
$360 million on his deal as he goes into his 30s. You want to do that.
And Jeffrey's going to do his thing where he pays a big signing bonus up front.
Sure.
And then we can continue on with the campaign for Garrett and Green. You can get both done. You can get both done, Joe. You can't keep questioning his bill. Where is he going to be in 6 years? Joe, we don't even know if you're going to be hosting the midday show.
We don't. Ziggy, we don't know. We don't know where any of us.
Why are we paying you all this money now?
The Eagles aren't. You're paying me, Ziggy? But hold on. In sports, people decline all the time, right? Like quarterbacks decline. I could reel off four
of
quarterbacks
course
they
that are... do. Yeah, but you're talking about the number two quarterback in the league because the only other guy that has hardware more than Mahomes has most hardware, so he's number one, and Jalen's number two because he's better than Stafford, I think.
That's fine, but now he is. But 5 years from now, he might not be good.
All right, so can we agree that from now on you're going to refer to Jalen as the number two or number three quarterback in the league?
No, but he's a very good quarterback.
Well, you can't have both, Joe.
Can't have both, Joe.
He stinks and then say he's getting.
I never said he stunk, but I never said he stunk.
It felt like you said he stunk.
No, I never said that. No.
Kind of felt like that's what you were leaning towards.
I never said he stunk. He didn't stink. He's a really good quarterback.
Like you've been killing him all day.
Your time is coming to an end, Joe.
That's right.
Come on. He's either number two quarteback going to get $70 million, or he's in the middle of the road and he's going to get 50.
They could be buyers.
How about I don't give him a contract now at all? He has 4 years left on his deal.
No, we got to get Myles Garrett, dude. Come on.
Do you think it's the only way to get Myles Garrett?
Yes.
Baloney.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. Okay. Otherwise, it costs too much.
Okay.
I haven't heard baloney in a while.
Yeah, it's baloney. And that Ziggy, good call. See?
Yes, Ziggy told you.
He didn't tell me anything.
You know what? I appreciate the fact that it ain't me on the money that's getting all the heat.
I know. You're really having a good time
like,
over there.
Last week, I had a rough one. This week is starting out pretty good for me.
Just wait till tomorrow. Wait till tomorrow, and they'll come after you. All right, I need to catch my breath. So let's play something, because I see the next caller that's up, and I know I need to take a sip of water, some coffee, recharge. But first, how about we both enjoy this, all of us actually enjoy this together. So Hugh, you came in this morning and said, did you guys hear that call this weekend that Broads took?
No.
And I had, but I'm sure a lot of our audience probably missed it. So Hugh, was it Saturday?
It was Saturday. I was in the car, and... You know, I like listening to the, like, you know, I guess I'm a glutton for punishment. I like listening to the station. And I like listening to Broads, man, because Broads brings a different type of energy. And, you know, doing what we do, you kind of know how the call is going.
Sure.
Like, Broads is trying to be a grown-up and an adult about the situation. I'm just going to let it play, but he was trying to be an adult.
Let's listen to it. It does pertain to the Embiid situation over the weekend, and Bryce Harper made his way into it. It actually was like a Bryce Harper thing on top of the Embiid thing. Here it is, a call that Broads took over the weekend. The back and forth is awesome.
Don't hang up, Will, because I'm going to explain myself.
Okay.
The Phillies will never win a World Series with Bryce Harper on the team.
Okay.
Now, and part of the reason I say that is, you know, because Bryce is – just like one of those overhyped guys like Joel Embiid. You know, he gets a lot of hype. He gets a lot of numbers. He gets a lot, you know, Bryce does get a lot of numbers, but they don't get to the championship. He left Washington right when they won right after that. How lucky that was. And the other thing is, Bryce came here to play right field, right? And this is my second point. The Phillies are not going to win with the current mix because of the outfield. What have they done to improve that outfield since it blew up on them 2 years ago in the World Series and again last year? The offense went stiff. You had the best outfielder you got is Nick, right? And that's it. I mean, come on.
So your phone call is Nick Nurse is great and Bryce Harper stinks. That's what we got out of this phone call?
I'm not saying Bryce Harper stinks. That's not what I'm saying.
You just said he should. How do you feel about Joel Embiid?
Joel doesn't stink. I mean, Joel doesn't stink either when he's healthy. When he's healthy, he's the best guy.
You're acting as if Bryce Harper hasn't delivered in his playoff moments when he has the chances to.
No. Bryce Harper didn't even get to the playoffs with Washington. He was there for how many years? 6 years there?
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't get there. He left and they won a World Series.
Okay.
And he comes here.
You don't think that there's a lot of contributing factors into winning a World Series?
So a couple things I noticed. This is the third time I've heard this. I saw it over the weekend because it was posted. I actually think the caller's premise, the first, before Broads responds, he's not crazy like to have that thought, right? Like, Nationals won without Bryce. Bryce hasn't won here. The outfield is a problem for the Phillies since Bryce moved to first. They're kind of weak in the outfield. All that was...
solid.
Or like, I can go along with that. Like, I get it, what you're saying. But then once Broads responds, he lost it. Because then he started to say they didn't make the playoffs in Washington. He made it four times. He really didn't want the smoke back.
He moved the line. He was moving the line.
Do we have some more of this? Let's hear some more of this as it continued. And eventually Broads...
And this guy just gets way more and more annoying.
Yeah, this guy, he veered off the track. Here's Broads in the color over the weekend.
Funny. He disappeared last year in the World Series, in the Championship Series. He disappeared in the World Series before that in the last two games. Well, what are you talking about?
Well, I'm saying you're acting as if he is a problem and not more of the reasons why you're getting to the World Series. We haven't had success in the Phillies organization in a long time. He shows up and now we're arguing that they can't win the big one in the World Series or in the NLCS. What's a problem? Don't get me wrong.
There are some players on a team, the way Bryce is, you know, his stature in their locker room, where it's just not enough to win.
But I don't understand what that is.
He don't have it. He's not a winner.
Yeah, I don't understand.
He's a fat guy, but he's not a winner.
So what did he do against the Padres and the Braves in the playoffs to get you to the World Series, having clutch moments after clutch moments?
Now.
Yeah, I understand. You don't think clutch moments in the playoffs equals winning, Mark?
No,
Well,
man.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Clutch moments in the playoffs don't do anything. What is wrong with you?
The crash.
But Nick Nurse is a great coach.
He is the crash.
I mean, that is the dumbest phone call I've ever taken. That may be the dumbest phone call I've ever taken in my life. The dumbest. The hell's wrong with you?
It's the crash out for
me. Nick Nurse is great. Bryce Harper stinks. I'm never taking this call again. 215-592-9494. I don't do stupid. I don't do stupid.
I don't do stupid at the end. No. Really, that hits.
It's like he held it together for as long as he could.
And then it all hit him at once.
Yeah, it is like, what are you talking about? Yeah, that shout out to Bros for that one, man. Because when I heard it, I tweeted immediately. I was like, man, it's fun to hear a good crash out.
So the more I hear it, the more I think that the caller came in with a point he wanted to make, and I think that he thought that'd be it. Once Broads like went the back and forth, he just
he pushed back.
He wasn't ready.
He wasn't prepared for that.
It was almost like he went in with a flurry of punches and he thought he'd get a knockout early, and then once Broads punched back,
counter punching,
he wasn't built for 15 rounds.
No,
Broads was built for it. I mean,
he lost the plot when he started talking about Harper not performing in the postseason.
Oh, I know.
He's like one of the postseason performers in baseball history.
Yeah,
it got silly. Yeah. He talked about him like Embiid. Embiid falls off in the playoffs. That's not been Bryce. That obviously doesn't make any sense. I mean, there's a reason why he had to flip out there, and he did. And we all thought it was very entertaining. All right, now that we've caught our breath here, Jay in West Philly.
Your turn, crash out.
Jay? It was another crash out.
Oh, Julio, mm-hmm.
Jay.
I tell you, man. Oh, you talk about renegotiations. When's your contract up?
Is that for you to know?
Hey, look, you public knowledge. You want to talk about Jay?
Right, Jay, if you're offering me money, we'll talk about it.
Jill money.
All right, Jay, what do you got on Hurts?
We're talking about Hurts, exactly. So why wouldn't you want to do the renegotiating now? You really think he's going to take $70 million? He already took a Brady deal before.
He did not take a Brady deal before. What are you talking about? He was the highest paid quarterback in the sport 2 years ago when he signed his deal.
You see the way Howie broke it down. It was all roster ball. You don't think Howie going to do that again?
Sure. I, of course he will.
Yeah, so you think he wouldn't do that? You really think he's going to sign him a $75 million contract?
Well, that would be the going rate, 70, 65, whatever. That'd be the highest rate. Last time he got the highest amount. He got more than anybody else at the time he signed his... Well, he's not as high anymore because other people have signed their deal.
So you don't think he would do that to get another player on the team? He took a team-friendly deal before.
Of course Jalen Hurts would do it. I'm not questioning if Jalen would sign the contract.
Okay, so what are you talking about the $70 million then?
Well, I don't want to sign a deal for a player that has 4 years left on his deal.
For a player that took you to 2 Super Bowls in 5 years?
Sure, wonderful. And what will he be 5 years from now?
Wonderful. You said wonderful like an everyday thing.
No, but it's not germane to the subject 5 years from now. What will he be 5 years from now?
He's going to be a four-time Super Bowl winner.
Yeah, he says you.
That's what he goes. You know what? I got your mob name for you. You Joey Headache from now on.
Joey headaches.
I mean, it fits because I literally get a headache every time. So you would give Hurts, let me ask you a question. You'd give him a 6-year contract extension right now?
You would give it to Schwarber, though, wouldn't you?
No, he's a DH. I'm not giving him a 6-year contract. Hey, would you
drink him, buddy, whatever.
Would you give Hurts a 6-year? Jay, how about a 10-year extension?
He's only 26. No, he said 6. Why are you moving?
Well, no, because I'm one. I'm trying to establish where you're at.
We said 6 years.
No, we came up with this. What's we?
You stuttering and moving.
Hold on. I want to know where your line is, Jay. I wouldn't give him 6. You would give him 6. Would you give him 10?
We said 6. I said 6. So why are you asking me about 10?
Well, because you know what? Because you, just like me, you just don't want to admit it. Eventually, you know he's going to fall off, and you don't want to go to 10.
Why is he going
to
fall off, Joe?
Because everyone falls off, Jay.
You got it.
They all fall off.
Got him.
Who
you want to talk about?
Every athlete ever. What are you talking about?
So every athlete should get 1-year contract?
He has 4 years left on his deal.
It's your point.
What did you think about the Bryce Harper contract request?
Hey, Jay,
what did you think when Bryce Harper asked for more years when he had 8 left?
He asked for it. Did Jalen ask for it?
No. What did you think it would be a good idea? Did
you
think it would be
bringing that up?
Did you think it would be a good idea?
Why are you bringing that up?
Did you think it would be a good idea?
Answer the question, Joe. Why are you bringing it up?
Because I want to establish what you thought.
Because I asked for the money.
I didn't think it would be a good idea to give Bryce more years because you're paying for decline. Did you think it would be a good idea to pay for Bryce's decline?
Jalen asked for the money, or would this be a team thing to get another great player to sustain?
It'd be a team thing.
Run.
Be a team thing.
Oh, all right. Well, now you're getting headaches. Now you're getting it.
No, but
that's what he's talking about.
But hold on. The The point is, Jay, I didn't want to pay. I didn't want to pay for Bryce's decline. I don't want to pay for Jalen's.
Like, we're not talking about the pandering fraud. We're talking about Jalen.
There it is.
It's been the two Super Bowls.
Because you don't like Bryce and you like Jalen. Now we've established.
So now you don't want to reward him for beating Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid. That's what it is.
He has 4 years left on his deal. What reward?
Let it out sooner or later. That's why you don't like him because he beat your boys.
Why would I? He already got a contract, Jay.
What's your point?
Why am I giving him another one? You're like, this doesn't make.
He needs another one. So he didn't earn one. Did they bring it to him?
He earned a contract. He earned a contract extension when he has 4 years left on his deal.
Wasn't you just down? You was just on the park, right? Wasn't you hooting and hollering and everything?
So, do we give AJ a contract? Jay,
you on the Parkway?
Should we give AJ a contract extension again?
Yeah, exactly.
Just give it to them all. Sign them all up to their 35 years old. It doesn't make any sense.
You want to sign back Bond off of 1 year.
You don't want Bond back?
Oh, no. Now you're moving the goalposts again. The guy that touched the ball every play, you don't want to give him that, but you want to give it to
him. He has a contract already. He's here for 4 more years. Jay, Zach Bond's a free agent. If you don't pay him, he leaves.
That means he's free. Let him go. My quarterback here.
Why would you want Bond to leave?
Hey, look, if you think he could get money or he could do better without Sancho and the Birds, go.
I don't understand. No. Like, why would you want Bond to leave?
You don't want to get a Super Bowl with quarterback with an extension.
He doesn't need an extension.
Why?
Because he has to. Am I speaking a different language?
Did he ask for it?
No.
All right, then. So what are you getting upset when he didn't even ask for it? If he get it, he get it. You know how he do. How many times he's... Extended lane in them.
Not with 4 years left on his deal, Jay. Like, you know that as well as I do.
You know that's NFL money. You know all that stuff.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Boy, headaches, I tell you, boy.
Mm-hmm. For everyone listening and me.
For you. You get everybody headaches, mm-hmm. boy. I tell
all right,
you,
Jay. That's enough.
That went pretty good, though. Y'all have it like grown-ups.
I guess. I mean, I the idea that he'd rather give Jalen Hurts a contract extension now than sign Zach Bond, it might be the dumbest thing said since that caller the other day.
Jay's a problem.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Jay's looking to poke the bear. Like, that's what it's funny. It's not about what he's talking about. It's about G.
Well, that's what frustrates me. It's not. I don't even care if you agree. Did he yell at anybody else not for not going to the contract? No,
not today.
Not most days. I mean, every day he was wrong. I don't yell at him about that.
I'm right every day.
No, see, that's the best.
I'd be clutch every day.
Clutch?
I'm clutch every day.
You're just happy today because most people...
Listen, I'm Steph Curry in this piece.
And the wiggity.
I didn't say nothing that
I
was
just want to know
far-fetched.
What do you mean? What does that even mean?
I'm hitting threes every day. I'd be killing it. Pow, off the top ring rope.
So
wait a minute.
Yeah, you get the wrong sport.
Shooting threes.
Well, I was going to go with if you wanted to go with the Warriors analogy. If you deem yourself Steph, I guess that makes me Clay, and we all know
Clay the Splash Brothers.
Well, Kyle's angry back there, like Draymond swinging.
Yeah, that is Draymond.
Just swinging. 215-592-9494. All right, your call is coming up here. After I need a break and get some water here. Jalen Hurts, would you give him a contract extension right now? Again, he has 4 years left on his deal, and everyone is just in la la land today. Plus, there's a rumor about one of the Eagles' rivals and who they could sign this offseason. And I can't decide which side is more pathetic. We'll tell you about that next. Midday Show, also the Darius Slay release to react to on Sports Radio 94 WIP.